Hi everyone, this is DJ Guapofu, live here on Tilda Radio for the 48th episode of the Copacetic Music Hour. Tonight we will be listening to the founder, songwriter, and organizer of Fania Records, the great Johnny Pacheco. We're going to listen to some of his hits with Celia Cruz, like El Tumbao y Celia right now. And while I start that up, I'll give a little introduction to his life. Let me go ahead and add my tracks to the Auto DJ and cue these up for you. This is El Tumbao y Celia.
La verdad que hemos logrado una gran combinación.
This next track is Toro Mata, which we might have heard previously in our Musica Criolla episode. And now to give a brief introduction to Johnny Pacheco. He is the great Dominican-born leader of Fania Records and of the Fania All-Stars. He was born March 25th, 1935 in Santiago de los Caballeros in the Dominican Republic, the fourth largest city in the Caribbean by population and the second city of the Dominican Republic. He passed away last year in February at age 85 in Teaneck, New Jersey, of complications from pneumonia. He got his passion for music from his dad, who was the leader and clarinetist of Orquesta Santa Cecilia, one of the leading big bands in the Dominican Republic in the 1930s. And his father's lineage went back to the Spanish who came to Santo Domingo to re-annex it from Haiti, I imagine it was at the time. Haiti became independent in 1804. His mother, Octavia Nipping Roche, was the granddaughter, as you might have guessed from her last name, of a French colonist and the great-granddaughter of a German merchant who married a Spanish colonist descendant Dominican woman. So pretty interesting genealogy there. At 11, he left the Dominican Republic for New York City, where he learned to play at least five different instruments, including the clarinet like his father. He would attend Brooklyn Technical High School, where he studied electrical engineering, but he decided to go into music because it paid a lot more. He studied percussion at Juilliard and founded the Chucalecos Boys with the very famous pianist Eddie Palmieri in the early 50s, in 1954. He played percussions for various bands and then later formed La Dubonnet with Charlie Palmieri, the brother of Eddie Palmieri, in 1959. Then he would popularize pachanga music, we've also enjoyed in a previous episode, in the early 60s after forming his band Pacheco y su Charanga in 1960. His career, though, would continue many more decades, as in 1963, after meeting the lawyer Jerry Masucci, he would found the Fania Records label, which was named after the song Fania by Reynaldo Bolaños, and that was become popular by the would be made popular by the band Estrellas de Chocolate in Cuba in the early 1960s. His charanga band he turned into a conjunto by adding trumpeters instead of violinists, and he would rename the band Pacheco y su Nuevo Tumbao, which would become part of the Fania Records ensemble. Their first song was Cañonazo, which we'll hear later in the hour. And this group would include the very famous vocalist, Puerto Rican vocalist, Pete El Conde Rodriguez. And their albums would include the famous Cuban vocalist, Monguito Ramón Quian, more famously known as Monguito El Único. The Fania All-Stars that he organized, the stars of Fania Records, would be very popular from their live albums. And later he shifted his new tumbao to old tumbao in 1974, when he replaced Pete El Conde Rodriguez with Edgar Casanova. This new group was called, as I mentioned, Pacheco y su Tumbao Anejo. Now, one very interesting fact that one of my listeners, Felix Nieves, had told me is that Mi Gente, which I always associate with Hector Lavoe, was recorded and composed by Johnny Pacheco. Quítate tú, Acuyuya, which we'll hear later, were also composed by Pacheco. And, you know, a lot of other famous Fania hits. In the 80s, he even collaborated with David Byrne on the scores for the comedy film Something Wild. He was nominated for the Grammys 9 times and was awarded the Lan Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2005. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and mute myself so we can listen to this next track, Akuyuya. El Bodeguero. Thank you. I don't know if I said this, but this track, El Huiro de Macarena, was one of Pacheco's first hits during the pachanga craze of the early 60s.
¡Ese! pensamiento.
Thank you.
Anisate. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Northern Lights. It's so great to have such a lively chat tonight. We have Northern Lights. We have Maya. We have Claudio M. We have Damn If I Know. We have Christio Twisty. Damn If I Know. We have Maria Perez on Mastodon. We have Felix Nieves from Puerto Rico in Facebook. Maybe Cobot as well. You just need to have Gemlog in here to get the Tilde Radio All-Stars. This was the first Fania Records hit, Cagnonazzo.
Thank you.
As you listen to Juaniquita, you might think of Jose Fajardo, the Pachanga artist. Must have performed with Johnny Pacheco. Welcome, AOI. Oh, you're in a jitsi meeting. Nice. It's official, all the Tilde Radio All-Stars are back here in the chat. This is a much more multi... multi-layered Juaniquita version. Thank you. Welcome, my friend Mark Cornick from the DMV.
Allá por la madrugada, cuando la fiesta va a terminar. cuca, no te das cuenta que se acabó. Cuca no sea sencilla, muchacha. Cuca no sea sencilla, muchacha.
It's interesting. I guess now I'm thinking about pachanga as Dominicanized charanga music. You know, it's definitely dance music, but the combination of Dominican merengue with Cuban son montuno. This is Muchacha Sencilla. I think that's Simple Woman. This is Soy Hijo del Siboney.
Apache con le encontré cosa buena.
Soy hijo de Siboney, Indiana. Óyeme cantar. Soy hijo de Siboney, Indiana. Óyeme cantar.
Yo he visto un chivo cantor, un conejo maromero, un cangrejo pelotero. He visto un gato nadar. He visto un perro bailar al ritmo del guaguancó. Una vaca que nació con colmillo de elefante. Pero no he visto un cantante más mentiroso que yo, Costa Rica.
Soy hijo de Siboney, Indiana. Óyeme cantar. Soy hijo de
Siboney. Wow, well, where has the time gone? Only 5 minutes left in this 48th episode, the Copacetic Music Hour. Our next track, and I think second to last, is Yo Te Voy a Hacer Caso. What a lively chat we have. Hopefully we'll get to have that next week. I'm going to feature Albita Rodriguez, the Cuban singer who's requested by our listener and chatter right now, Maya Alpizar. Maybe next, the week after that, I will play Japanese performances of Latin American music. I know Keiko Ikuta has an amazing performance of Padre Iba, which I think is by Yao in Japanese. It's originally Brazilian Portuguese music from the northeast of Brazil.
Allá en las villas, compay, suena un dicho popular. Allá en las villas, compay, suena un dicho popular. mucho de caso, yo te voy a hacer caso.
That's right, 3 minute warning. We'll just get the beginning of Corazón de Melón after this. Great charanga rhythm and melody here. Good to dance in a rocking chair. Thanks everyone for tuning in. I will be putting the archive up shortly after this. Will be on again tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, in addition to the archive that you can listen to anytime.